This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. The shadow government strikes again, this time the IRS.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
What I have here is a copy of Donald Trump's tax returns. We have his federal tax return for 1 year, for 2005. I believe this is the only set of the president's federal taxes that reporters have ever gotten a hold of. What we have are these two pages. For the record, the First Amendment gives us the right to publish this return. It is not illegally published, nor are we fake. Pinch me, I'm real. But good on the White House for acknowledging the return.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Here's how it all breaks down. He paid $5 million in regular income tax, about $31 million in what's called the alternative minimum tax, and $2 million in self-employment taxes for a grand total of $38,435,451. Now compare that to the average of people who are in his income bracket of 22.48%. In 2015, President Barack Obama paid an effective tax rate of 18.7%, and Bernie Sanders in 2014 paid 13.5%.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. And let me be really clear, really quick. I was a former IRS lawyer. I worked for the Office of Chief Counsel of the Internal Revenue Service. And displaying or distributing taxpayer information is a felony. It's a crime. And that stunt on MSNBC last night by Rachel Maddow was exactly that. It was a stunt. Whether this tax return information from the president came from the IRS or whether it was leaked from another source, that's a crime. Now, is Rachel Maddow guilty of a crime? No, because they get to publish under the First Amendment information they get. But the whole thing was a put-up. The whole leading up to this was outrageous. And Logan said, I got a tweet, a text message from Logan, because I was on with Sean Hannity last night, probably 3 minutes after this thing started, where you said this whole thing is nonsense.
Yeah, you could just tell in the way, I mean, I knew just working in media my entire life, pretty much watching that first 20 seconds, because that's not how you lead something if you actually have real breaking news. No, you know, journalists would do that. And also no one who's trying to get more people to watch would do that. What I saw was, you know, I joke around, said it felt like an American Idol thing. Like, we're going to lead it. Then we'll go to commercial break. And that's exactly what happened. And then finally came back. The reveal was nothing. And it really was nothing. It was two pages, a front and back that all of us have filled out before.
Yeah, except he paid a lot of taxes.
And made a lot of money. Yep. And really no other information than that. Now, the whole thing was, well, that means there's more. And someone has more. Well, great. You know, that's really the news. And I honestly think there's part of her that tweeted that out, not realizing how big it was going to become, that the influencers, I think she thought her base would get riled up. I don't think she realized that even people like me who maybe aren't in her base were going to find out about it and tune in. And I'm sure ratings skyrocketed. The problem is that is not the kind of ratings you want. That's the kind of ratings you get once and then never again.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, the White House preempted her. Smart. Yep. And because of that, didn't need to tune in. Already knew what she had. It was old information, a couple of pages from a reporter that is no one's ever heard of. From a website, two pages, show that Donald Trump paid lots of taxes and made lots of money. Two claims he always made. So,
taxes.
Again, what is she exposing? That Donald Trump is a good citizen and pays taxes.
Yeah.
Right. In the heyday of The Apprentice in 2005, when he was going to be making a lot of money. And also, you see the fact, I mean, that was really the key thing. 2005, as soon as they put that up on the screen, I said, okay, they got nothing. Because even if they had something, you're talking about 12-year-old data. Okay, great. So at this point, it was nothing.
He had $150 million in revenue, $38 million of income tax. Let me tell you something else about this. Remember all that? He doesn't make any money. He's not really a billionaire. He doesn't pay taxes. All that's incorrect. He's got to be a billionaire, being a couple years like this. He pays a lot of taxes. In fact, 25.3%, which is about 3% more than most people in his bracket make. President Obama, by the way, paid 18.7%. Income taxes in 2015, 18.7. We probably paid a higher percentage than the president. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Your reaction to the fake news and MSNBC. I'm going to tell you how it works inside the IRS. We come back from the break again, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of ways for you to engage in this conversation.
Yeah, I know you guys want to speak up. We said, you know, the MSNBC officially becomes fake news because generally what they did, they created a big hubbub over nothing. And you can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear your feedback on that. You can also get your comments in on Facebook and Periscope. And make sure we are broadcasting on Facebook, so find us there.
President Trump's new order protecting our nation against jihadist attacks is well-reasoned and legally bulletproof. That does not mean, however, that there will be aggressive challenges in court. This measure is critical in defending America. And at the American Center for Law and Justice, we will be filing amicus briefs in defense of this new lawful executive order. This will be a costly battle. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back. So we've got the situation with the fake disclosure from MSNBC. That was a joke yesterday. I was on Sean Hannity for a couple segments talking about it. First of all, let me tell you what the Internal Revenue Code says. I want you to be very clear about this. If someone inside the IRS leaked this information, if this was the shadow government leaking this information, it violates Internal Revenue Code Section 7213. I'm going to put it on the screen for our audience. That's the criminal code. 26 U.S.C. 7213 says it's unlawful for anyone, an officer, employee, or former employee for that matter, to distribute any tax return or tax return information. It's not even just the tax return. And by the way, that prohibition applies not just to IRS officials, but to other persons. And we have that also. So other persons are subject to this as well. So it's unlawful for any person to do this. Now, some people have made much of the fact that on the two pages of the return that you see, it's marked client copy. But that is not unusual that if you had an audit, which we know Donald Trump has had, that in the audit, the auditors ask for the client copy of the tax return. So that happens. And I think that's precisely what happened here. So the copy that's being circulated between the agency is the client copy. So that's the agents would have it. Now, let me take it a step further. When I was with the Internal Revenue Service in the Office of Chief Counsel, I was a litigator for the IRS. It's my first job out of law school, and it was a good experience. I learned a lot. But let me tell you one thing I did learn. Do not disclose confidential taxpayer communications, because if you do, you're going to end up in jail. It's a crime. So if this came from the agency, if this came from the IRS, it is a crime. If it was leaked from the IRS to another person who then leaked it out, it is a crime. And Rachel Maddow, yesterday on MSNBC, that was a joke. All that did was establish that they are fake news, because there was nothing in that tax return other than Donald Trump paying an awful lot of taxes. Now, I want to go to Than quickly here. Is there, and we'll get your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Than, are you hearing, what's the buzz on this in Washington? Obviously, last night this was big news because Rachel Maddow did the lead up to this. You would thought she was uncovering the real story behind the Kennedy assassination. I mean, the way she made this thing sound.
Well, the buzz, Jay, honestly, from both sides of the aisle is that they want to find out where this leak came from, and nobody has any confidence that they're going to be able to do that, primarily because the person that will be responsible for determining whether or not that leak came from the agency or outside the agency is the commissioner, John Koskin.
He's got to go.
And, Jay, he is someone who has lost the confidence of both sides of the aisle. So, honestly, I think both Republicans and Democrats agree that we are not going to get answers onto this until we have a new commissioner at the IRS.
All right, I'm going to go to Logan, then Jordan. Logan on the media side of this. Let's talk about this, because our headline is MSNBC officially becomes fake news. That's a pretty bold statement for us to be making on our broadcast. But, folks, I don't watch Rachel Maddow. I did last night because I had to go on Hannity. It was like the what were you saying? It was like when they were going to go into Capone.
Yeah, like the Al Capone vault. Like the when they went in, there was just nothing there. It felt that way. I actually saw some of my liberal friends post that very early on, saying this is starting to feel that way. This is starting to feel that way. And the thing is, I don't think she just let down. I think that's the main thing. Is it? I don't even blame MSNBC or blame Rachel Maddow for running with this story, because look, they did get two pages. It's information. They knew the numbers were going to be hot. The lead up, though, is what came out to be ridiculous. If she had led the first 5 minutes of it saying, here's what we have, and here's why this is important. She didn't. As soon as she started that sort of whole, you know, everyone said filibustering is what it felt like, moment of, what, probably 9, 10, 11 minutes, something like that?
Almost 20.
It was 25 minutes total before I turned it off. Yeah. And I realized it, and that's what I said. It's like everyone right now just realized you wasted time.
I want to play a soundbite from you from Hillary Clinton, and then I'm going to play one from Rachel Maddow. But first, I'm going to play Hillary Clinton. Remember this one?
First, maybe he's not as rich as he says he is. Second, maybe he's not as charitable as he claims to be. Or maybe he doesn't want the American people, all of you watching tonight, to know that he's paid nothing in federal taxes.
Okay, well, let me answer each one of these. First, maybe he's not as rich as he says he is. 2005, he net income was $150 million.
Personally.
Personally? That's not corporately. That's personally. That's what he put on his tax return. That was after taking a loss carry forward. He had taxable income of $150 million, so I would say he's a rich guy. Secondly, maybe he's not as charitable as he's claimed to be. There's a $30 million charitable contribution of valuable real estate. Jordan's going to talk about this in a moment from one of his facilities, like his golf courses, that has significant value, and it went to the either the city or the state. And number three, or maybe he doesn't want the American people to know that he has paid nothing in federal income taxes. I suspect he paid a higher percentage than Hillary Clinton. $38 million. By the way, that's $38 million of federal income taxes. That doesn't include state. That doesn't include excise taxes. So I'm guessing that that was incorrect. Now let me play the Rachel Maddow bite. This is her hysteria over this whole thing.
There looms over all of this the big national security worry, right? The big almost existential worry. The greater concern that this president may be financially beholden to an individual, to an institution, to a country. And now that he's president, we won't know if he tries to use the resources and power of our country to pay off that entity to whom he is beholden.
Let me tell you something. This was the first two pages of a 1040 IRS form. Everything that Rachel Maddow just said that I just played for you is incorrect. There looms over this a big security worry. Existential threat? No, an existential threat is Iran with a nuclear weapon. Donald Trump's tax return, let me tell you what it's not. An existential threat. That's number one. There is nothing in that return, the two pages she has, that shows any foreign anything, other than we know that Donald Trump has businesses all over the world. So you understand what this is? Nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
And now he's beholden to nothing. Now he's divested entirely in the company. And so this, again, was what he was personally making, not the Trump company and organization. Now, some of that, again, you brought up the easements issue and the benefits back to states. I can tell you from a personal experience playing one of the Trump courses, which is a public course, like many of the courses are. You know, people think that all of his courses are private.
I didn't even know that. No.
Some are, but like Doral in Miami, which is one of the most famous, all courses there are public. And in Los Angeles,
I play that way.
What he's most proud of. In Palos Verdes, which is in Los Angeles County, right on the coast, on the Pacific Ocean, to get the city to go along with building a golf course there, which is a more residential area, and that would, of course, bring in people who are not from the area. There's not a lot of hotels right there. They had to create easements. What does that mean? There are walking paths for people to use. There's parking for those people to use. You don't have to go through a gate. You don't have to be spending any money to use, so you can actually get all the way down to the coast through those
public ways,
paths and running paths and walking paths, and water's provided to people. So he went out of his way there, and that's where you get that government-private partnership.
Right. So let me tell you what this means. This was a story about nothing. But we're covering it because I want to show you the hypocrisy of the media. All right, let's take some comments and calls. 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, I think this needs to be addressed because it's something we need to clear up. Paul says, why is the media allowed to post these documents if they're obtained illegally? And reporting on these type of things, fine.
First Amendment to the United States Constitution protects the broadcaster who is simply broadcasting information they've obtained. Unless that broadcaster was involved in soliciting a disclosure like this. So that's number one. So it's protected. Number two, who's not protected is the individual that leaked this information, and that's the felony. So you can publish it as a news publisher, but if you are the one that obtained it or leaked it, that is a crime.
Right. You think back to like the Watergate scandal.
That's where it all came out.
It wasn't their fault. They weren't to blame.
Correct. That's where
for
it
the
came
leaks
out
of the data. Yeah. They were given it.
Correct.
Yes, but the leaker themselves is not protected. This is not a whistleblower.
Right.
They did not take advantage of a whistleblower statute and go through a process where you inform Congress, which is what you're supposed to do, that I'm a whistleblower. I'm going to give you information I know that I am not supposed to give. I'm using this law that actually exists to do that legally. That's not the case here. The leaker can be prosecuted as a criminal, in this case, been up to, what, 5 years in prison?
Five years in prison, just for this.
So that's a felony. And likely this leaker works for the IRS right now.
Yep. And that's part of the problem here. So, Than, let's talk about this for a moment. Then we'll take a phone call, Logan. Well, we're not going to have time to take a call. Let's just talk about this. We'll take a call coming back from the break. The fact of the matter is we've called for this Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service to be removed. He was there. He did not clean up the IRS scandal. We handled the IRS targeting cases. We know the IRS is institutionally incapable of self-correcting. And this may well be another example of that. The call for his removal needs to be louder.
Jay, it's exactly the conversation you just had with Jordan and Logan. There is an existential threat here, and the threat comes from those inside the agencies who are leaking information in violation, Jay, of not only the law, but the oath they took when they took their job. So that's where Congress needs to focus in like a laser beam. But guess what? They're not going to be able to do that when the person that they have to depend on to run the investigation is someone who does not have their trust. That's why I think the first step you're going to see over the next 2 weeks is renewed calls for his replacement so that the real investigation can then begin.
Listen, there's only two appointments inside the IRS that are made by the president. The Commissioner of Internal Revenue, other than the Secretary of Treasury, of course, Commissioner of Internal Revenue, and the Chief Counsel. That's it. So I'd start there. That's one way to get this fixed. All right, we're going to come back from the break. We're going to take your calls and comments, and we encourage you to keep engaged in the conversation.
That's right. I know you guys are listening. We do have a few lines open if you want to get your comments in on radio, 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice heard. You can always put your comments in on Facebook and on Periscope, and all of those get read by someone on our social media team, and many of them make it on the air.
All right, folks, also don't forget we're in a matching challenge campaign. Let me just say, first of all, for the first 15 days here, thank you. We're doing great. Your support is making a huge difference. If you want to support the ACLJ, easy way to do it at aclj.org. We'll be back with more, including your calls and comments and some more analysis when we come back from the break.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. President Trump's new order protecting our nation against jihadist attacks is well-reasoned and legally bulletproof. That does not mean, however, that there will be aggressive challenges in court. This measure is critical in defending America. And at the American Center for Law and Justice, we will be filing amicus briefs in defense of this new lawful executive order. This will be a costly battle. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support.
Yes. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So we're talking about this nonsense from MSNBC last night, and that's what it was. Absolute, utter nonsense. We're taking your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. Donald Trump, by the way, paid a lot of taxes, 25%, which in people at his revenue range generally pay a lot less than that. Let me mention something else a little unrelated. We're expecting this afternoon or this evening orders in both the District of Hawaii and the Western District of Washington in the cases involving the executive order on immigration, asylum, and refugees. We filed in both of those cases, both in Hawaii and in Washington State. So we have filed briefs in that. So again, we're not just talking about here. And we'll keep people posted.
And the reason why we expect is because for anything to go into force before the order goes into force at midnight tonight, 12:01. So just as the clock strikes midnight and the next day begins tomorrow. So if these orders aren't issued this evening, then you would have a situation. Now, some have speculated that's what they want again. They may want the orders to go in. They want the order to go into effect and then create the chaos again.
Yeah, because then they can get more media coverage.
The judges, I mean, for judges to go that far, they could be liberal, they could be leftist.
It's not good for the judiciary.
That, I think, would be playing way too much politics with the law.
I agree. All right, let's do this. We got to take a couple calls here. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take some calls.
Let's go to William in Macon, Georgia.
Hey, William.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I had a comment on, and then possibly I had a quick question,
sure.
But my comment is this. You know, in the midst of all this fake news that NBC been doing with Richard Maddow, I'm actually surprised they're even surviving on the air. And it's a wonder why they're not off the air yet.
Well, they're owned by NBC, that's why, but go ahead.
Okay, but my question is this. In the midst of all the leaks that's been going on with with this Trump administration, I'm actually surprised they didn't have anybody to bring the prosecution. Why hasn't it happened?
Okay, yet? So this is because this is where the process starts. So how do you investigate something like this? You impanel a grand jury, and that takes time, and then you have an investigation, and that needs to happen. What the president needs to understand is that you've got to dig deep here. This is not just surface. There are a lot of people. Jordan said there's a lot of people that could have access to tax returns, and the IRS technology is just, you know, when I was there, it was archaic. I think it's, you know, maybe not as archaic, but it's still not what I would call cutting edge by any stretch of the imagination.
You know, a lot of their systems date back many
decades.
So whether or not, I mean, there's some e-filing now, so it means they have some electronic data, but back in 2005, were these something you could print off a computer, or you just have to actually pull the file?
I'll tell you, when I was there, they actually would pull the return. I mean, I'll walk people through this. And by the way, to tell you how bad the systems are in the IRS, Julian Fortuna, who is my office mate at the IRS and has worked with us on the IRS cases, and I were both notified that our federal employment records were compromised by a hack 2 years ago. You know when I was there? 1979 through 1981. I mean, a long time ago. Now, pulling the returns, it says the one that says client copy, that very well could have come during the audit. When Trump was being audited, they gave it to the auditor, and then somebody got it in the file. Once it's in the file, it can get leaked. So that's how this can happen. But listen to way the reporter, this David K. Johnston, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, listen to what he had to say.
And by the way, let me point out, it's entirely possible that Donald sent this to me. Donald Trump has over the years leaked all sorts of things. Donald has a long history of leaking material about himself when he thinks it's in his interest.
Well, let me tell you this. It was certainly, I'll give David K. Johnson this. If they were trying to hurt Donald Trump, that sure backfired on MSNBC, Logan. I mean, that was a complete miscue.
And I think that's why some people
were
curious.
With her crying and quivering before the beginning, like the Constitutional Republic was in jeopardy because they got 2 pages of its federal tax return.
Well, I think some people, that's why they were curious whether it was Donald Trump who sent in the information or something. But the problem is just timing. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It's not really a moment where we're deflecting from anything majorly. So it's not one of those kind of situations.
Right.
It's also not a situation where if it was this benign, why wouldn't you have leaked this 6 months ago, pre-election. But it could be just to kind of put it to bed, but it just doesn't seem like something that was
needed. Let me just say something here. I want to be really clear about this. This nonsense coming out of MSNBC, her voice quivering, this is an existential threat. What is an existential threat? A two-page tax return that showed $150 million in revenue and $38 million in federal income taxes paid and a $30 million charitable contribution? This is an existential threat. The Russians may be behind this. He may have gotten his money from... They had a picture of Donald Trump's airplane and Mercer's boat, and the Russians were there, and what does this all mean? Meanwhile, every intelligence agency is saying there was nothing with the Trump campaign and the Russians. Now, we'll find out if that's true or not true, but let me tell you what this is. This was such garbage hype that they need to be held accountable. That's what I'm saying. The media, not in jail, not sued, but just know what they are.
They didn't report anything. Fake. They didn't necessarily go out there and lie.
No, it's fake.
It was just a big buildup for nothing. It's just
all those tweets from her, though.
Yes, that's why I call it fake news. Right. Yes, they actually produced some documents, two pages, not even a full tax return.
No.
They produced two pages from 12 years ago, and so that's why they are being called fake news right now. And MSNBC, they typically get punished in the ratings anyways, though they've had some success as being the anti-Trump network, because
especially
CNN,
right now,
though, is kind of the an anti-Trump network in a sense. They focus so much time hitting Trump. They're not quite as out front about it. They try to act like they're not.
And we're seeing that in ratings in general right now. Yep. We're seeing ratings. It's just like Stephen Colbert is currently beating Jimmy Fallon in late night wars. Why? Because
he's
out of nowhere. Because
he's just doing Trump.
Because he is where you go to hear anti-Trump stuff. So much so that Jimmy Fallon and some of these are having to react to it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, because they're creating what I think is probably a different product for a different audience.
I want to play Van Jones from CNN. This kind of sums up. Of course, they're going after MSNBC too because it's competition. Here's what he said.
Here's reality. If all we get tonight is that Donald Trump paid $38 million to America's government, that's a good night for Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. There's just really no way. Like, I was hoping and praying that it would show not only did he pay no taxes, he actually charged the government and got money back. I wanted something I could get excited
about.
And
you know what?
What you wanted is that he was paid in rubles.
Exactly.
That's what you were hoping for.
By the way, that's what they were hoping. They were hoping he was paid in rubles. That's Russian currency.
They're mocking MSNBC.
Of course. Yeah, but they absolutely are mocking MSNBC. But there's something a little bit more sinister than this.
Yeah.
And this one I don't want you to lose sight of, folks. Where did this information come from? Who issued this information? We're going to get into that in the second half of the broadcast, how that works inside the belly of the beast. And that is the Internal Revenue Service. I do want to go to Than quickly, though, before we go to break. Than, there's a lot of other issues going on in Washington right now. Russia, hacking, wiretapping. What are we hearing? What are you hearing? Are we expecting something from the Department of Justice even today?
Well, I do think there will be a briefing from Director Comey to the Senate Judiciary Committee, so I think we'll get more news on that front. But listen, Jay, for today, I agree that politically this taxes story was probably a net positive for the president. But look, this is what we have to underscore as we head into this break. This was not the first leak. This is a habit inside this bureaucracy. So you can believe what you want about where this leak came from. This is now a trend, and it has got to stop because it is undermining our way of government.
Let me say this also. We had leaks in the IRS cases when we handled the conservative organizations. Let's not forget that we litigated that, one at the D.C. Court of Appeals, but there were leaks of confidential taxpayer communications there. You know what their response was? We're sorry. That was the IRS's response. My old boss's response, Treasury Department. We're sorry. You know what? Apology not accepted. This is not the way it works in a constitutional republic. We got a lot more ahead. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Logan's going to let you know how you can get the broadcast. We encourage you to do it.
That's right. If your station doesn't carry the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live, many of them do, like SiriusXM and a lot of local stations. But if they don't, you can find us broadcasting live each and every day. Tell them. Definitely call them. Yell them. Say, why are you doing this? Give us a full hour. But if not, you can watch it for free every day, ACLJ.org, Facebook.com/JaySekulow. We talk to you during the breaks, give you exclusive content you only can get online. Again, that's at ACLJ.org, Facebook.com/JaySekulow, or various other outlets that we're in throughout the week.
President Trump's new order protecting our nation against jihadist attacks is well-reasoned and legally bulletproof. And at the American Center for Law and Justice, we will be filing amicus briefs in defense of this new lawful executive order. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.
Don't give up freedom.
to the broadcast. Leaked tax returns show Trump paid $38 million in taxes, says the Wall Street Journal, which, by the way, was about 25% of his income, which is actually a high percentage for that kind of business that he's in. What's also interesting is, where did this information come from? Was this another leak within the federal government targeting Donald Trump? In other words, is the shadow government at work? And I will tell you this, and I said this at the beginning of the program, the last half hour, I'm going to put it up on the screen for you again. I was an IRS lawyer. I worked for the Office of Chief Counsel, the Internal Revenue Service, the Department of the Treasury, 7213 of the tax code, and also of the criminal code, says this. If an officer or employee of the government or a former officer or employee of the government discloses in an unlawful manner tax return information, which, by the way, sending it in the mail to a reporter would be an unlawful manner, it is a felony. It also includes not only employees, but any person. In other words, if it was a tax preparer or someone like this. Not the broadcast medium that's protected by the First Amendment, yeah. But that is the law. 7213 says this is a crime, period. And then we got the Rachel Maddow component to this. I'm going to go to Logan and Jordan on this. And the fact is, this was a put up yesterday. It will not be news tomorrow, nor should it be. It was news today because I wanted to show you the hypocrisy of this. But I do think we have a problem within the IRS. And I would know that because I litigated against the IRS in the last 3 years. But go ahead, Logan, quickly, and then Jordan.
Yeah, a lot of people are just chiming in about this and getting comments. And a lot of people are upset about the leaks and the shadow government that continues to spread with this. But it is. It's something that we're going to have to deal with throughout the next 4 years because there are some unhappy people with documents that may not even be salacious.
Yeah.
But no, they can make some headlines.
They can make
some
headlines.
Let me tell you something. Every one of these leaks gives the federal government, the Trump administration, the ability to fire a bureaucrat. This is the cause that you need.
There you go.
So if they were serious about getting rid of their shadow government and the deep state, which they like to talk about now,
right.
First of all, you get rid of John Constant at the IRS. He's been horrendous. And to trust him to try and find this leaker,
it's a joke.
Absurd. Okay, get your deputy AG confirmed, because right now Jeff Sessions doesn't have one. He's got an acting deputy, and that's no good. Part three, though, is fill the positions with your people. Put your own IRS commissioner in who will, and put the fear of God in these federal bureaucrats that if you leak this, we're not going for the monetary penalty of $5,000 or $10,000.
$5,000.
We're going for the 5 years. We want all max 5 years. And that's what the prosecutors are going to go for, which means you'll spend probably at least 3 years in jail. And guess how many of these leaks you'll start getting out of the IRS?
None.
None, because these people are not willing to go to jail for this.
Nope. Now, Than Bennett, our director of governmental affairs in Washington right now, with the Koskinen resignation, we've been calling for it. He did not clean it up. I think he lied to Congress, by the way. Where are we with that? What's the sense that you're hearing in Washington right now?
Well, look, I think it starts with Commissioner Koskinen, and I think you will hear renewed calls for his removal. But look, I want to underscore what Jordan just said. It can't stop there. We know from our case of the IRS targeting that there is an environment at the IRS where run-of-the-line employees, Jay, feel like they can get away with either targeting or releasing information or whatever it may be. So it's got to start with Commissioner Koskinen so you can have a real information. But guess what? There's got to be a cleaning house that goes through every layer of that agency because the corruption goes from top to bottom.
Let me tell you this, folks. I want to be very clear here. When I was a Treasury lawyer a long time ago, if I disclosed taxpayer confidential information or tax return information, guess where I would go? I could be disbarred. You can go to jail. So if this came from the IRS, and the fact that it's marked client copy does not mean it was not from the IRS, and I've explained that earlier. Because if you're in an audit, the IRS asks for your copy of return, you would have your client copy. The fact is, if this came from the IRS or someone that leaked it from the IRS to a third party, guess what that's called? A felony, and Jordan's right. Fire them as you're prosecuting them. But let me tell you what you better do, Mr. President. Fill those empty positions. Even the ones you think are a waste of time, you need to get placeholders in there, or this shadow government's going to be going on for another 3 years and 10 months. And then you don't get your agenda done. So that's why this is really, really important. All right, we're taking it. By the way, I've instructed our staff to send a FOIA request. I want to know how this happened. So we're going to send a little Freedom of Information Act request to my favorite agency, the Internal Revenue Service. We'll be back with more in a moment. Logan's going to let you know how you can stay engaged during the breaks here. I want to encourage you to do that.
That's right. Keep watching. We have exclusive video coming up for those watching on Facebook, a little bit of what you saw last night or didn't see if you're watching Rachel Maddow. So cover a little bit of that, a little bit of what happened also on the other outlets.
We'll find out.
President Trump's new order protecting our nation against jihadist attacks is well-reasoned and legally bulletproof. That does not mean, however, that there will be aggressive challenges in court. This measure is critical in defending America. And at the American Center for Law and Justice, we will be filing amicus briefs in defense of this new lawful executive order. This will be a costly battle. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
To the broadcast. All right, we got to take some phone calls here. We tell you this is the shadow government. This was, you know, Rachel Maddow. Oh, I've got it right here. This is an existential threat. Can we play that existential threat bite, please? I want everybody to hear this. I'm holding in my hand the existential threat to the United States.
There looms over all of this the big national security worry, right? The big almost existential worry.
Existential worry. That Donald Trump made $150 million and paid $38 million. This is an existential threat. I would think the Iran nuclear deal was an existential threat. That's how I view existential threats. But as we said, they're MSNBC, fake news, and we are giving it to you exactly as it is. All right, we got to take some calls, Logan. We got people holding. We got to take some comments. Let's do it.
All right, yep, let's go ahead. A lot of people have been holding for a while. Will, who did you say was on hold the longest? Jeanette, all right, we had a reset there. So Jeanette in Cypress, Texas, thanks for holding.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for all the work you're doing. I wanted to know if there's any way that President Trump could get tough and put everybody on the defensive about all this leaking.
Yes.
He needs to get tough, and he needs to start prosecuting all these people.
You just said the key word, and I'm going to let Jordan underscore this, but I'm going to tell you this as a former Treasury lawyer, as a government lawyer, and I've also worked with the Justice Department. Let me tell you this. You put a couple of people in jail, guess what stops? The leaks. But you got to start moving, because it may be interesting media to be talking about the shadow government, but if this was in fact an IRS leak, I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Libertarian, you should be outraged that the United States government, because they're opposed to a policy of administration, would leak documents or target conservative groups as the Obama administration did. But yes, people have to be held accountable. I wrote about this in our book, by the way, Undemocratic, which if you don't have, should issue that book this year. Undemocratic, unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats taking our liberties one agency at a time, and that's exactly what we're doing. I need to get a copy of that brought in here.
Yeah, government's been very slow. The Trump administration's been very slow in filling up their political appointees.
Yep.
If I were at the Department of Justice, I would create a task force to prosecute leakers. Well, let me explain that again, to prosecute leakers, not just to identify. Of course, that's the first part, but to identify and prosecute leakers to the fullest extent of the law, which means bring all of the penalties that you can against them. No leniency, because you only have to do it a handful of times and the leaks will stop. I'm talking about national security leaks. Those carry much even bigger penalties. and these like tax return leaks, which give still 5 years in prison.
Felonies.
And by the way, usually when you're finding these people, two or three other people probably help them.
Of course.
So that means at least you could get rid of those people, if not bring criminal charges against them. And so what is the ultimate goal of this? Stopping the leaking and firing bureaucrats.
And that neat, because that's the deep state.
That's
the
how
shadow
you drain
government.
The swamp.
But you've got it. That's the way to drain the swamp. And that's correct. All right. Let's grab another call here. I want to get Than in.
Let's go to Sandy, who's calling in Norfolk, Virginia.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Jay. I love all of you.
Thank you.
My question is, can President Trump, as an individual, because of this, right, what this girl did on MSNBC, can he personally do something to
no.
her?
No. I mean, she's protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and she's a journalist. You know, I don't like her positions, and I thought what she did yesterday was a joke, but that's not where the focus of this needs to be. The focus needs to be is, where is this stuff coming from? And as Jordan just said, firing people and prosecuting them is a good start. And as Stan said, I'll let him address this, starting with the IRS commissioner would be a really good start.
There's a lot the president can do. He should fire the commissioner, John Koskinen, and he should promise to prosecute and open those prosecutions. And like Jordan said, he should fill all the spots that don't need Senate confirmation. And Jay, I would add one thing to Senate Republicans as well, because this is not just a partisan thing. This is the wrong time for Senate Republicans to be holding up the confirmation of the deputy attorney general, because the Department of Justice needs all the resources and all the people they can to prosecute these leaks. I understand the concerns that some Senate Republicans have. This is the wrong time to hold up that deputy attorney general.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, we've got on all of this, we've also got starting next week the hearings for Judge Gorsuch. And by the way, we're going to run a special on Facebook and Periscope on Friday. A kind of a documentary we've done on the hearings.
Yeah. What day do they begin for
they
the people
begin
out there?
Monday. Those hearings
begin
Monday.
So make sure you like the ACLJ page, American Center for Law and Justice. You find it on Facebook and the Jay Sekulow page and the Jay Sekulow Band, because we broadcast different programs throughout those three outlets.
Yeah, so, you can so like all three. Yeah. All right, let's grab another call.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Elizabeth, who a post call in Virginia. Go
That's
ahead.
Okay, I like an opposed call. Elizabeth, go ahead, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I wanted to talk about the audit very quickly. With the audit, no one ever said during the campaign that the auditor was actually from the IRS. The only thing that was actually said, as far as I know, was that President Trump was under audit, but it didn't say if it was an internal audit.
No. Let me correct you there, and I'll let you finish, Elizabeth. He said his tax returns were under an Internal Revenue Service audit, which is not surprising based on the size of these returns that these would be audited. They'd be fighting over $10 million, which according to this return would not be much money. But so, yes, he was under he said he was under an audit. We have no reason to disbelieve it, but continue. Go ahead.
No, all I'm saying is that with whoever the auditor is, if in fact there was some auditing that was taking place in, say, more recent returns. Because even in real estate, you wouldn't even keep a return beyond maybe 5 or 6 years for that deal if you wanted to do that.
Well, no. Hey, look, I mean, Elizabeth, with due respect here, I'm going to let you finish. I was a tax lawyer. With these kind of deals where you've got depreciation and loss carry forwards or gain carry forwards, you keep these returns for a long time because these are open years. Remember, an audit isn't just for this year. It could go back statutorily 3 and sometimes 6, or they'll ask you to keep the what they call the statute of limitations open. So, again, I practice that area of law, but go ahead and finish your comment. So I don't think that's correct.
No, I'm not trying to correct you. I hope you're not. It seems like you're trying to correct me. I'm just trying to ask you, or maybe raise some points which I don't think have been said as clearly. For example, did anyone even believe the documents that people were able to bring forward about Obama's birth certificate? Did anybody even believe any of the information that people were saying about Melania Trump having been employed?
But what does that have to do with the fact that governments are leaking? There are people within the government, whether it's the NSA or the IRS, that are leaking information. That's a felony.
You're not governing. Here's the problem. People are wasting energy. They're wasting airways on stuff nobody believes.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. What we're trying to point out is the fact that you've got major media calling this an existential. This, what I'm holding in my hand, Donald Trump's 2 pages of his 2005 tax return, and they're saying this is an existential threat. So I don't think you're opposing the position we're saying. We're just trying to clarify here. Here's the problem. If we are concerned about leaks, And yes, I am going to be concerned about leaks as long as leaks are happening, because some of the leaks are not just a tax return, which is a felony, but it's national security intelligence, where you're putting some of our espionage, our spies in jeopardy, including their lives, our agents in jeopardy. And yeah, I'm going to be concerned about that and trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and I think what she was trying to get to, I'm interpreting that, is that, listen, when people have documents out, do we not take them seriously? We were not the people who thought that President Obama was not born here and didn't really matter because Ted Cruz wasn't born here and no one thought that he had a problem running for president, neither John McCain, because they had American parents, and we know that Barack Obama had an American mother, so it wouldn't really matter at the end of the day. So I'm not sure. But this is different because we're talking about federal government,
classified information or
targeting the president.
Yes, and it's classified if it's intelligence. It's a unlawful disclosure if it's an IRS form. So they're both felenies. One's higher, but they're both felonies. And we need to be clear.
Some other crimes you've committed, too, if you're doing this against the President of the United States.
Absolutely, because it could look like blackmail or something like that. All right. Do we have time for one more? No.
Let me cut it a little close. I think we do have time. All right, we can take one more. Let's go to Peggy, who's calling in Idaho.
Hi, Peggy. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
You know, I just wanted to make a comment. I'm just your average middle class person with a middle class family. And I am getting so sick and tired of them picking on our president. Just leave him alone so he can get to business. And I hope
I appreciate what you're saying. But the media gets to do this. We live in a constitutional republic. There's freedom of the press. They can do this. What they can't do, and the media can do this, but what people cannot do is create leaks. But look, the president's got to toughen up on this stuff and clamp this stuff down. But look, I mean, you're the president. Guess what? You're going to get media against you. That's just the nature of it. Hey, Than, you've got right now some very quickly here Republicans in Washington that are expressing some concern about the wiretaps and whether the president was truthful or not truthful on that. That's not even a partisan issue.
I think the president can take care of himself, Jay, but listen, here's the bottom line. When classified information is leaking and when government officials are violating their oath and disseminating information that they are not permitted under the law to do, that is an existential threat.
Yeah, that's the existential threat, not his 2 pages of his tax return. All right, we're going to do the last segment of the broadcast. We're going to take all these calls, and there's a line or two open.
Yeah, the line right now is open, 1-800-684-3110. Just get your voice heard on the air. You can also get your comments in. We'll take as many of those as possible coming into the next segment.
All right. Also, let me remind everybody, we're in a matching challenge campaign. We're midway through the month. Your support to the ACLJ lets us engage these issues, including finding out who leaked those tax returns. We're going to find that out. Do the best we can to find it out. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
President Trump's new order protecting our nation against jihadist attacks is well-reasoned and legally bulletproof. That does not mean, however, that there will be aggressive challenges in court. This measure is critical in defending America. And at the American Center for Law and Justice, we will be filing amicus briefs in defense of this new lawful executive order. This will be a costly battle. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-285-5735. 888-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. By the way, that's our song, Long Time. It's a Boston tune. 1.8 million people have viewed that that song that we did by the Jay Sekulow Band. And we are... The new drum kit arrived. We are getting close to getting into our studio. I'm hoping in the next 2 weeks we're going to get...
What kind of drum kit? 1.2 million?
1.7 million.
1.7 million. Kind of drum kit? So if you do that by 30 the times,
Ringo
it'll be
Starr,
the amount of money.
Ludwig Black Pearl.
They're here?
They're here.
Can you play them right now?
I can. You can when you're done. Because Jordan's a drummer. It is nice. All right. Let's go ahead and take these calls. We're a little digressing there. Logan, you don't want to play the drums.
We got a lot of calls.
You are a ukulele player and a good one, I might add.
Let's go to Richard in New York, though. He's got to get through some of these. Richard in New York.
All right, Richard, go ahead.
Hold for like a half an hour.
Yep. Hey, Richard. We'll send you Undemocratic. I'm going to send you a signed copy of our book, Undemocratic, which, by the way, everybody that's watching and listening should get right now, because you know what it says? Undemocratic, how unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats are stealing your liberty and freedom one agency at a time. Undemocratic, available wherever you buy your books. And a little plug there, because this book is really relevant to what's going on. All right, go ahead, Richard.
Hi, Jay.
Yep.
I'm calling to give you a comment.
Okay.
This shadow government, right?
Yep.
Why can't Donald Trump stop these people from doing what he's doing? Because these people don't like the man.
Because they have to get in there and actually fire and replace people. And you got to find out who's doing this. And you can't just say, oh, I'm mad. It's the shadow government. I mean, you got to take action here. This is the one thing I think. You got to fill these slots. Even the slots that you don't think are that powerful, guess what? They are. Because that's how this stuff happens. And two prosecutions, by the way. Do one or two of those and see how many leaks you have.
Because
not so
of the
many.
Amount of data here. So all you're taking is, yes, most of this data is on John Doe's, people who are not high-profile individuals. Yep. But their data is treated no differently than Donald Trump's. So a low-level official at the IRS who doesn't like Donald Trump, saying he wants to cut the size of the bureaucracy and is a Democrat and didn't like, you know, voted for Hillary Clinton and just doesn't like him, can easily get this data, just like they could easily get data on you. Both are punished the same way. But it's more likely they're going to go for the high-profile person. But it doesn't take someone with special national security clearance to go pull a tax return at the IRS. They're allowed to do that so long as they're not sharing it outside of the IRS. And now, they're not supposed to just, by the way, randomly pull tax returns for no reason. They have to have a reason every time. So, Dad, that's what you were saying.
Yes.
This either had to be taken illegally or it was documented somewhere that it was pulled.
That's correct. So the way it works is this. There'd be, in the Compliance Division of the Internal Revenue Service, there'd be something that triggers an audit. They then send it over to the revenue agents for an investigation. The revenue agent, the first thing they ask you for is your tax return. And that's how the process starts. So there you have it. All right, we got to go through these. Got to do six calls in 6 minutes.
All right, let's go to Jeff, who's calling in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, go
Good
ahead.
Good afternoon.
Yep, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate everything you're doing.
Thanks.
You answered pretty much my question. I wanted to know why we're not seeing these prosecutions.
Yeah, and that's because you got to get the investigations going, and you got to get your people confirmed and in place, and that includes not only the deputies but even the undersecretaries and the associate general counsels. I mean, this stuff has to start happening, and they don't have any time to waste here.
All right, let's continue on. Let's go to – I don't have time to take a drink of water.
Sorry,
let's go to Diane on line six in Arizona.
Hey, Diane.
Hi. In addition to all this, I happened to hear a gentleman named Luntz, L-U-N-T-Z, on CBS Morning News, and he was being more unbiased than most. And one of the things he talked about was the fact that Democrats have told him personally they all intend to not vote for anything the Republicans put up. Not one Democrat will vote for anything.
So I don't know if that's true, because I think Joe Manchin will vote with Republicans some, and I think there'll be some others.
He already has on some
confirmations. Yeah, he already has. But I will say this. I mean, Than, that does raise a point, and that is, look, the minority party is going to try to oppose. The big thing coming up, folks, on Monday, trust me, is going to be the nomination of Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court of the United States. That is going to be the next move here, although I think he's going to get confirmed and should, of course. But Than, we're going to see some real play in the joints next week.
I think there's a real chance no Democrats will vote for Obamacare repeal. I think there's a real chance no Democrats will vote for Neil Gorsuch. And, Jay, I would just say this. They're also running the clock on every single nomination. Dan Coats, who is going to be confirmed to be the next director of National Intelligence, Jay, He got 88 votes in favor of confirmation, and yet the Senate Democrats still took every single hour to drag it out as long as they could.
Even though he got 88 votes, it means 12 opposition, which is absurd. Absolutely absurd. All right.
Continuing on, Tandy in Florida. Tandy on line two. You're on
Tandy, go ahead.
Hello, yes. I'd like to know why, since Trump has paid his taxes, why is he making a big deal out of it?
He's not making a big deal about it. MSNBC did. I mean, MSNBC went on there, Jordan, saying this was, I'm holding in my hands, these two pages were an existential threat to the United States because it may involve the Russians. And by the way, there is no way you can tell from these two pages who it involved other than he made a lot of money and paid a lot of taxes. So this was hyped nonsense, and they need to be called on the carpet for what it is.
Yeah.
Hyped nonsense. So when MSNBC asked me to go on the air, guess what the answer is? No.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel Maddow is a Rhodes Scholar. She should be ashamed of herself. She's smarter than that. You could disagree with her on lots of policies, on every policy. But the way she fawned, important this was and how serious this was, Rachel Maddow, you're smarter than that. You're better than that. I disagree with you on basically every issue, but you are a highly educated person that should know when you're getting played or you're trying to play people
for
ratings. And you know what happens? These are really smart people that only care about how many people are viewing their show.
Which generally is not many, although their ratings drop now because of the anti-Trump thing. That's fine. Great. It's a free country. Fine. But you know what? That was fake news. Logan said it within about a minute and a half of it. That was fake news.
Yeah, and I don't usually throw that term around because I think it's overused. But there are times where it just becomes ridiculous journalism. That's all it was. All right, let's try to get through these quickly. Let's go to Eric in Washington, line four. You're on the air.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Hey, the Democrats are going to spin this. Now that they have the information, he paid $38 million in taxes.
Yeah.
Rachel Maddow is going to spin it that he gave that to the Iranians as part of the...
Well, of course, she already tried. That's why she said it's an existential threat. This could be the Russians. It could be the Iranians. It could be, you know, all these sinister things. It could be good real estate deals is what it could be. I mean, it could be good marketing of your brand. That's what it could be. It could be you run a heck of a golf course. That's what it could be. And so, you know... You don't have the other information. Maybe they'll get it. Maybe there'll be another leak. Maybe what we need to be focusing on is leaks in the government. Not a good thing.
All right, Keith in California. All right, you're on Keith.
Yes, hi, Jay.
Hey.
King. What I'm wanting to find out is, what is it they're fishing for?
Yeah.
What is it they're hoping to find out in looking at these tax returns?
My theory is they're trying to find out anything they could that would look bad. Unfortunately for them, nothing in this return looked bad. In fact, I think it helped Donald Trump. It certainly didn't hurt him.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's why the White House said, we can get out ahead of this. Let's go to his tax attorney. Let's pull the information. Let's get out ahead of it. And so Rachel Maddow was preempted by Donald Trump. So he knows how to both get ratings and I think also hurt ratings. And I think that she got totally mocked and played by this White House. That's not been their problem so much as it is stopping these leaks from happening.
Yep. Van, what's on tap for today in Washington really quickly here, 20 seconds.
All eyes are on the Budget Committee's hearing on reconciliation, the repeal of Obamacare tomorrow, Jay. That'll be really in the news tomorrow. A lot of focus there.
All right, so we're going to be on top of that as well. All right, folks, I'm going to do a little bonus here for our friends on Facebook and Periscope, a little music for you. I figured it's the right tune, undemocratic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's the way to go. All right, let everybody know what they can do to stay engaged. Don't forget ACLJ.org for that matching challenge.
I did want to read a quick comment that came in from my WWE fans as well. They said if this was Chris Jericho, Rachel Maddow would have just made the list. So,
What list is that?
The list of Jerichos. You know what that means.
Okay.
You didn't do something good. So, there you go, Y2J. All right, find us online, Facebook, Periscope. You know what to do. ACLJ.org has all the information. And keep watching on ACLJ. Keep watching on Facebook.
So I got a little bonus for you. Undemocratic, available in bookstores. Get it. You'll understand all this.
President Trump's new order protecting our nation against jihadist attacks is well-reasoned and legally bulletproof. And at the American Center for Law and Justice, we will be filing amicus briefs in defense of this new lawful executive order. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.